Kicking things off with Egypt, and the Egyptian branch of Islamic State has claimed responsibility for multiple attacks in the Sinai Peninsula, which have left at least 27 people dead. Most of those killed were soldiers. 35 others were injured after militants struck police and military targets. Well, one person who often speaks into events in Egypt is Bishop Angelus, the leader of Coptic Christians here in the UK. So let's see if we can grab a quick word with him.
Let's give him a quick call, see if he is available to chat to us this afternoon.
Let's hope we start off with a on a positive note.
Oh, there we go. For a minute, I thought it wasn't even going to ring.
Hello?
Oh, hi there, Bishop Angelus. Marcus at Premier Christian Radio here.
Marcus, good afternoon.
We're live on our News Hour programme talking about the events in Egypt over the last 24 hours. Attacks by a group connected to Islamic State, leaving at least 27 people dead. Give us your reaction.
Well, it's tragic, of course, and it's very sad. I think we've become so desensitized to numbers and statistics, watching the news or listening to the news every day, that we think about numbers as 27. These are 27 people who have families, who have communities, to take their lives. So tragically as well, is a crime in every sense of the word. And we're praying for them. We're praying for the communities they come from. We're praying for the military that becomes a target in this case as well. So we're praying for everybody involved.
Now, the country of Egypt went through, a number of years of conflict and divides between groups of people. It's had a bit of stability over the last 6 months. Now there's concerns that Islamic State are going to be acting in that country. How concerned are you for the immediate future of Egypt?
Well, ever since the second uprising, these attacks have been ongoing. Especially within the Sinai Peninsula and especially against the military. So this is nothing new. What is new now is the branding of Daesh or IS on this. And whether it's just an opportunist group using the name or whether that ethos and that organization is now actually functioning in Egypt, that's very concerning. And of course we know that had the situation not changed in Egypt significantly in the past couple of years, there was the foundation for an IS-style occupation of Sinai anyway. So the foundation is there. It was stopped by the second uprising. We're seeing now a resurgence of that kind of ethos, and that is very concerning, of course, for the Christians, but for the whole country. Because as we see in Iraq and we see in Syria, it's not just Christians who are being killed. It's anyone who is seen as being different.
Yeah, and we're hearing that President al-Sisi's returning from the African Union summit early to deal with these attacks. How important is it that the government, the authorities there in Egypt get on top of this as quickly as possible?
I think it's very important. I think they have been trying to get on top of it, and it's the same problem we're having here in this country. There's a marked difference between a planned conventional war and a guerrilla war. And this is for all intents and purposes. Guerrilla warfare, it's terrorism. It's something you have to be always on the watch for, but it's something I don't think you can ever be fully ready for, whether it's here or Egypt or anywhere else.
Just finally then, how do you encourage us to pray for Egypt during this time?
Firstly, pray for the families of those who have lost their lives today, but also over the past 2 years. Pray for anyone who is a target, whether it's a military person, a policeman, a Christian, or a Muslim who's seen as different. And first and foremost, I think I'd like us to pray for people who are actually carrying these things out, because we need God's love to touch them. We need a change of heart, a change of mind. We know God can change the hearts, but people need to be open to that. So pray for the perpetrators, because they can't possibly be in tune with the image and likeness of God in them. And we need them to return to that.
Okay, Bishop Angelus, thank you so much for your time on the News Hour today. Really do appreciate that.
Thank you, Max. God bless you.
And that's Bishop Angelos, General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church here in the UK, talking about the situation in Egypt, where the Egyptian branch of Islamic State has claimed responsibility for multiple attacks in the Sinai Peninsula, which have left at least 27 people dead.
This is the news at Premier Christian Radio, just gone 1:15.